As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Amy, 1057, The Fan.
Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Orioles get shut out last night. 7-0, one hit on top of it. Hey, did you see Julian Reese enter the transfer portal? University of Maryland.
Did he really?
That fifth year of eligibility Keith Kavanaugh has been telling us about for months. That might be a reality. Now it's all about who's going to give me the most money. So Julian Reese, portal. Could he come back to Maryland? I don't know, man. It's the wild, wild west out there with that crazy nonsense. You got the draft that's tomorrow. You got the playoffs in both the NBA and the NHL and all sorts of crazy stuff going on. But right now, let's stabilize the money, perhaps, by ourselves.
Hey, yeah, the Dow is up 404. The S&P's up 77. NASDAQ's up 383. DraftKings up 38 cents. Under Armour's down 3 cents to 549.
Why are they down and everyone else is up?
I don't know.
Taking a call third strike, Plank. Get it together.
First topic of the day is in the NBA, where Nico Harrison, well, he's not going to be let off the hook anytime soon for that disastrous trade this season, but not doing himself any favors either when he's speaking with the media. Whether it was saying he didn't realize just how much Luka Doncic meant to the Dallas fan base, or when asked about the constant calls for him to be fired, and he says he can't be judged on the injuries that decimated them after the trade. He also went on to say, quote, "You have to judge the totality from beginning to end." I would ask, what is that end? Buy or sell, Bob. Harrison will be given a chance from ownership to see his vision through and stay as GM for at least another year.
I'll buy that. I'll give him that. Because if... See, these are gigantic ifs, though. Davis stays healthy. Kyrie stays healthy. And let's... This isn't the 2012-13 version of either guy. So let's keep that in reality. He'll get the vision because then the owners... And it ain't Cuban anymore. He's a minority owner. Then they're throwing him all under the bus. But as you said yesterday, Nolan, and just referenced today, shut up. Pipe down. Luka went off last night as the Lakers won a game in the playoffs. And the last image of Dallas when they were getting blown out in the play-in game was Davis hoisting up a three. Game he had 40 points, by the way, but then limped to the bench. And everyone's going, fire Nico. Just... Even Barkley said, just stop doing press conferences. Yeah. Not doing you any favors right now. But that'd be like a lie or Hyde going, hey, man, I'm up all for the injuries. You know what I mean?
We'll go over to the NFL, the Ravens in particular. Kyle Hamilton, we know he's up for a big payday, and we expect that the Ravens will prioritize it here in the near future. To say that he's going to reset the safety market, that's not a stretch at all. In fact, it's a given. The highest paid safety currently being Antoine Winfield Jr., a little over $84 million total. It's $21 million per year for him. But Hamilton, he's not your typical safety. He's used all around the field. If we classify him as strictly a defensive back and go ahead and include the top cornerback contracts, well, that market's a little bit bigger. The high water mark there, Derek Stingley Jr., $30 million a year for him. Buy or sell, Vinny, Hamilton will not only be the highest paid safety, but the highest paid defensive back in the league.
I'll sell that. He'll probably get, I'm guessing he's going to get somewhere between 23 to 25, somewhere in that vicinity. When they throw in the comparables and he tries to throw in a corner, Hamilton's agent, Eric's going to say, no, that ain't happening. And then they just announced Lions Chargers Hall of Fame game.
Who's in for Detroit? As my mind goes blank all of a sudden. Because usually there's Hall of Famers in there, right?
Yeah. No idea.
All right. That's a good call.
Let's see here. We'll go over to baseball. The Orioles.
Can't wait to not watch that.
Yeah, me too. I was just hoping that when it came up, I was just hoping, please don't be the Ravens.
Yeah, we're praying that don't be Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Right.
Orioles taking on the Tigers this weekend, a series that'll feature two top picks from the 2020 draft. Spencer Torkelson went number one, and Heston Kerstad at number two. Now, both of these guys, it's taken a while for them to develop. Different reasons for both, but focusing on Torkelson, finally showing some signs of living up to the hype this year. Now, sure, 2023, he did have a lot of home runs, but very low average, low on-base percentage. So far this year, very much better in both of those categories, and the power still remains with seven homers so far. Buy or sell, Bob, Torkelson's breakout is real this time, and he'll earn his first All-Star nod as well.
I'll buy that, because right now Adley Rutschman's not charging towards an All-Star appearance. Oh, Cal Raleigh's hitting a ton of homers in Seattle, but the other numbers might not be all that great. How about old Torkelson? By the way, they also used first-round picks with Casey Mize and Jackson Joe, two starting pitchers, just throwing that out there.
All right, we'll go back to the NFL. Keep an eye on two big tight ends tomorrow night, two from the Big Ten, as a matter of fact, talking about Penn State's Tyler Warren, Michigan's Colston Loveland, both expected to go in the top 15. And Daniel Jeremiah, who recently put out his top 150 prospect list, well, sure enough here, both Warren and Loveland attached at the hip. They come in at 6th and 7th overall, in Jeremiah's opinion.
Wow.
Who is truly better, though? They'll be compared for their entire careers, but it appears Warren has the edge in most mock drafts. Vinny, are you buying or selling that there's any chance for Loveland to end up being drafted before Warren as the top tight end tomorrow night?
Nothing's ever a given, but I'll sell that. I think Warren will be the first one taken. Neither one's a good blocker. Loveland's a worse blocker than Warren. So, they're both receiving type guys. Both competitive. Loveland is more like a big wide receiver, whereas Warren's a 250-pound dude, that can line up and do some different things for you.
And our final topic of the day on the Orioles, Tomoyuki Sugano might be our only hope at this point. He'll take the mound against the Nationals tonight and hopefully can deliver another start like his last outing, seven strong innings, allowing just two runs last time out. It was also the first game of the year where he didn't walk anyone. That was his calling card in Japan. Great command, a stinginess with the free passes. In fact, he had just 16 walks in over 150 innings pitched last year. For his career, keeping it under 30 walks a season every year since 2020. So far this year, 5. Buy or sell, Bob, Sugano will continue his trend, less than 30 walks in 2025.
For the entirety of said season.
You got it.
I'm selling it.
Wow.
I don't know. It's the Orioles' rotation, and this is nothing against him. He's just kind of caught up in the wash, and it's a bad wash at that. So I will sell that. As long as he keeps the home runs under 30, I think we'll be in business, though. And, we talked about it off the air, me and Vinny. 71 Orioles could be pitching for the Orioles right now. Where's the offense?